This is Kathleen Lavelle, your roving reporter for Neurolinguistic Programming. We're here in sunny Orlando with Dr. Richard Bandler and John Lavelle. And I have a special guest with us today. It's Charlie Brockman. Hi, Charlie.
Hello.
Good to see you here today.
Thank you very much.
Are you enjoying the seminar?
Oh, yes. It's excellent.
Great. Well, how did you first find out about NLP?
Well, actually, I found out through NLP by going to a motivational seminar, and which is actually where I met my trainer, Barbara Stepp, who was actually assisting at that seminar. And I was interested in how she did what she did. And I had actually learned of her through a friend of mine who recommended her. And learning what I knew from NLP and the roots, I knew that Barbara had studied with Richard Bandler directly, and so that was what interested me most. You know, if you want to learn something, you go right to the source.
Right.
So I just kind of jumped in, not really knowing what I was getting myself into, but knowing that there was some, a lot of good stuff to be learned.
So, and what is your experience now here with Dr. Bandler?
Oh, incredible. I've seen him a few times before, and every single time you go to see Richard, you learn something new. Even if it seems like he's going over something that he's gone over before, which he might be and probably is, There's still something new to draw from it.
That's one of the things that most people express when they do get involved in NLP, is that there's just so many places and areas that you can utilize these skills. And it's just, the opportunities are endless with this. What are some of the ways that you've used NLP? I know outside of NLP seminars and trainings, how have you incorporated it into what you do?
Well, for a long time, I was waiting tables and actually discovered through using language patterns, I could actually use a little more influence in something as simple as selling a dessert. The use of embedded commands is very useful, and also just the way you mark out the embedded commands or suggestions or what have you. And pretty soon after, when I really started just focusing on that, I started having some of the highest dessert sales at my restaurant. So I've used it even for little things like that.
Right.
But I've also used it just in everyday life. You know, I think a lot of us have good friends, and our good friends have problems too. And so just as being a good friend in my own way, I help my friends. And I've had friends come back and say, you know, that conversation we had about blah, 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 that really helped me. And so, you know, that makes me feel good too. So I use it in my personal life. I use it in my jobs and, you know, really everything I do.
Now here you're working on something new that you want to eventually produce in CD.
Yes, I've had a lot of vocal training. I love to sing. There was a time way back in the past when I was an awful singer, and I wanted to learn to sing, and found a really good voice teacher. She taught me how to sing, but at one point I realized that I also wanted to learn how to speak. And you really do not find a whole lot of people out there that teach you how to speak, how to use your phrases, how to enunciate, perhaps even get rid of a bit of a dialect, a regional dialect you might have. And for instance, when you watch someone on the news, typically they don't have a regional accent. You know, you can't usually pick out where in the country they're from. And sometimes that's beneficial when you want to communicate, just from the standpoint you're not pigeonholed and you generally come across as the best possible way to a general audience. So the product I'm developing is actually addressing, I think, a need for people who want to learn to use their voice in speaking, not necessarily just singing.
Right. And you're going to be incorporating some of the NLP into that project.
Oh, absolutely.
Well.
How could I help it?
How could you not?
Exactly.
Do you have a particular favorite product of NLP, of Richard Bandler's, or any of the NLP products that are out there?
Well, as far as the CDs, my favorite is Ferocious Resolve. It is one that absolutely gets me going. Every single time I've ever listened to it, I've come out of it ready to take on the world. I mean, even if I just needed to take a nap in the middle of the afternoon I put that on, and I come out refreshed, ready to, you know, take on the world, like I said. So as far as the CDs and listening to Richard, that one's really my favorite.
Right.
As far as some of his books go, Time for a Change is incredible. I remember specifically reading about time distortion in that one day. I'd read the chapter in the morning, and really just put the book down and let it settle through the day. I didn't think about it, and I was playing piano. I was accompanying a musical at the time, and that evening at the show, something different happened. All of a sudden, it felt like I was playing in slow motion, and I was seeing all kinds of notes I had never seen before, and playing them. I was watching my hands move, and it was one of those wild experiences that really came directly from that book. And the young man who was turning my pages for that show, at the end of the show, asked me, "Charlie, did you play a whole bunch of notes you've never played before?" And I said, "Yes, I did." And that's why, actually. So the Time for a Change, I think, is an incredible book, too.
That's great. Now, you're actually helping us out at this seminar, as well as participating. And yesterday you actually did, which most people would find unusual in a presentation platform skills course, you actually did a nonverbal station.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So why don't you tell us a little bit about that? Not too much detail, because we'll make people curious about the seminar itself, but just a little bit of what you did.
Oh, you don't want the silence.
Not the nonverbal part.
No, actually, my intention with it actually was to give people the nonverbal experience. I did not say one word to begin with, and any directions I gave were nonverbal. Everything I was communicating was nonverbal. And I, right off, when you take out the auditory component and really the kinesthetic component too, if and people are forced to really just be visual, then I found it really incredible how quickly people really can pick up and focus in on that aspect of it.
Yeah. I noticed in the presentations later that day when they got up on stage, they were using more gestures now because they had that component locked in a little better, and their gestures were bigger and more precise, so it was really great.
With the visual aspect of that, sometimes I think people don't realize when they think they're making a big gesture, it's not big. And until you get to the point where everything is visual, you don't discover that.
Yeah, that was beautiful. It really worked out well. So, well, Charlie, I really want to thank you for spending time with us here today. And we're looking forward to seeing that CD come out. And those of you listening, I'm sure it'll be out on some website, or we'll find some way to let everybody know when it's ready.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you very much, Charlie.
My pleasure.
This is Kathleen Lavelle, your roving reporter for Neurolinguistic Programming. And stay tuned for another interview for an NLP trainer around the world.